SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. New troubling details have emerged about President-elect Trump's pick to lead the Pentagon.
Over the weekend, a lawyer for Pete Hegseth said Hegseth paid a woman who accused him of sexual assault. The alleged assault took place in 2017. No charges were filed. Hegseth's lawyer said the sexual encounter was consensual. He went on to say that the confidential settlement was reached because Hegseth believed the filing of the threatened lawsuit could have gotten him fired from Fox News, where he was employed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The specter of a third world war has been raised following word that President Biden has given Ukraine permission to use American-made missiles on targets inside Russia, a move that Russian President Putin has said would mean that the U.S. and its NATO allies are at war with Russia. President-elect Trump has tapped free speech champion Brendan Carr, chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. President Biden has arrived in Rio de Janeiro for the G20 summit, as Mr. Biden's fellow world leaders look to the future with an air of trepidation.
This summit is expected to be overshadowed by one leader who's not here, Donald Trump. There is much uncertainty. Will Mr. Trump trigger a trade war by levying new tariffs on goods entering the U.S.? Will he force an end to the war in Ukraine in Russia's favor? Will he free Israel to escalate its fight against Iran? This summit is a chance for world leaders to compare notes about what could come in January. Hard choices may lie ahead.
That's a BBC's James Landale. Also at SRNnews.com, the largest U.S. budget carrier, Spirit Airlines, has filed for bankruptcy protection, lost more than $2.5 billion since the start of 2020. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 128, NASDAQ futures 80 points higher. This is SRN News. There were a lot of hate crimes against Christians in Europe last year.
2,444 in all, according to the latest report from the Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe. Acts of vandalism against churches and various holy sites made up most of the incidents, though threats and acts of physical violence accounted for 15% of the total. The largest number of hate crimes against Christians occurred in France. Out of 35 nations studied, the United Kingdom came in second. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats are grappling with how to handle transgender politics and policy following a devastating loss to President Trump and the Republican Party. Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton of Massachusetts says there are just a number of issues where we're out of touch. According to AP VoteCast, more than half of voters said support for transgenderism in government and in society has gone too far. This is SRN News. Apparently, it's not just American voters who are hungry for change.
Some have called it the super year for elections, and whether on the left or the right, sitting governments around the world have been drubbed this year by disgruntled voters. Donald Trump's victory in the U.S. presidential election was just the latest in a long line of losses for incumbent parties in 2024. Issues driving voter discontent have varied widely, though there has been almost universal malaise since the COVID-19 pandemic, as people and businesses struggle to get back on their feet while facing stubbornly high prices, cash-strapped governments, and a surge in migration. I'm Karen Shamas.
Police in New Orleans are investigating after two people were killed in two separate weekend shootings along a parade route. Police say that 10 people were wounded in the shootings, which may or may not have been related. So far, no arrests. More details at SRNnews.com.